Hafaday, everybody.
Hafaday.
I'm Sean McDuff. I'm from Saipan. I work for the Fish and Wildlife Service. That's a federal agency under the Department of Interior. I'm the superintendent for the Mariana Trench Marine National Monument. So I was asked today to come and talk about, you know, well, I didn't get a lot of guidance, but I'm just going to talk about things that I understand. I'm going to leave all the impacts to Dr. Drazen. I'm going to talk about the monument, about some of our administrative things that happened. Then I'm going to talk about a unique experience that I was able to be a part of and show a lot of pictures. So there's going to be a lot of pictures of the areas in which the RFI area is. So I'll be sharing a lot of pictures and information. So this all started 2009 when President Bush created the monuments through proclamation. And he established the Mariana Trench, the Rose Atoll, and the Pacific Island Heritage Marine National Monument. So that all occurred in early 2009. So in the proclamation, and this is language from the proclamation, it protects and conserves, right, unique and pristine habitats, historic objects, and features of high scientific interest. It's pretty large. It's 95,000 square miles of submerged lands and waters. Okay, where's the? Can you go back? So the map is there on the side. The green polygon, that's the Mariana Trench. Unit, the trench unit of the monument, and that's submerged lands only. The volcanic unit, there's 21 little asterisks on the western side of the archipelago, and those are seamounts that are still active, they're thermally active, so that's where you see all the hydrothermal vents and all those black smokers happening on that side. And then the blue polygon by Urakas, Mog, and Asuncion, that's 50 miles around the three islands, submerged lands and water. So those are the units of the monument. And we manage this in coordination with NOAA and the CNMI government. So there's three tiers to that management. And the proclamation is not that long. This is one paragraph in there, sort of close to the top. And it just says that the Secretaries of Interior or my office and Commerce, NOAA, National Marine Fisheries Service, shall not allow or permit any appropriation, injury, destruction, or removal of any feature of the monument. And then it goes to legal language. But that's verbatim from the proclamation, right? So we're here to protect and avoid any injury, destruction of monument features. A couple years ago already, we finalized our management plan. So proclamation created the monument in 2009. A few years ago, we finalized its management plan. And this plan meets multiple agency goals and objectives. And again, some language that's relevant to our discussion today, right? Any activities occurring beyond monument boundaries are outside the scope of the plan, right? So we work with within our boundary, that's kind of our jurisdiction. And my attempt at technology, I think that QR code links to our website, which has our management plan, so you could take a look and maybe see if Governor can make it work, make me look good. right on. This is the last slide with a lot of words on it, and these are high-level goals and objectives of our monument and how we manage. We want to conserve and protect ecosystems, all of them that occur within our boundaries. Our management plan is unique because we do consider and really try hard to think about traditional access and culture. Right, we have Carolinian, Rifalowash, Chamorro cultures in our region. So we try and accommodate and consider those viewpoints and perspectives. We try and develop strong education and interpretation programs, right? I mean, we can't all go to the trench. I don't think anybody here, Dr. Jason, have you been to the bottom in a submarine? Okay, I haven't been to the bottom either. I've been on the top looking from the top, but not in, I haven't gone down. So, you know, it's a hard place to go, right? Austin said that we know more about the moon. So, you know, our job is to connect the stories that Dr. Drazen, when he goes out and does all these expeditions, right, we tell those stories on their behalf to our communities. We try and provide for opportunities for tourism, recreation, economic ventures, and recovery, and protect threatened and endangered species. So these are our high-level goals that are kind of connected throughout our management plan. So I don't know how that image is coming out at you, but the green dot up in that corner. So we're, this is the RFI area, right? This polygon. And this dot was one of the places where we were able to send down an ROV and take video, and you know, I was able to clip some pictures, and that's what I'm gonna show you today. Right, and you can see where it's at in relation to the island chain, in relation to the monument, right, which is what I manage. So, you know, we are boarded up against the RFI area. And it's void. Guyot, seamount, you know, it's a flat seamount. But, you know, like this is what it looks like on Google Earth, or if you look at it from a map, right, this is kind of what it looks like. And this is this area right here. And so Austin said, what does it look like down there, right? And, you know, if only we can send a submarine down there and take a look, or a ROV, remotely operated vehicle, right? You know, that costs a lot of money. You need a lot of smart people to kind of pull off a expedition like that. And so luckily, you know, we do, last May, the Nautilus was in our region, and so they were able to collect some data from here, and I'm gonna be sharing some of those pictures. And this is just another depiction of sort of how deep everything is here, and then you have these seamounts, and the RFI area is somewhere along this area here, and that's the seamount that I'm gonna be showing pictures about on, so you can see how it rises up from the depths. And this is a summary slide of the Nautilus, what they did last May in our waters. And so this is 21 days at sea, right? And this is their route. They started south of Guam, and then they kind of did this big loop. So we kind of went all around the entire island chain, which is pretty cool. The red dots are samples by an automated or underwater vehicle, so it's not tethered to the ship. So, you know, programmers kind of write code and tell the robot what to do, and it goes, takes video of the underwater, you know, a certain path, and then 6 hours later, it pops back up, you download the data, and you see what's on it. So I'm gonna be showing a few pictures from that, and then a lot of pictures from this ROV dive. So a lot of ROV dives occur on this side. This is where all the hydrothermal vents are, all the black smokers, white smokers, all those cool looking things, right? This is young, active crust. And then back here is like old Pacific plate, right? This is old stuff. This is where all the interest lies because it's old and it's had a time, millions of years to kind of accrete, you know, whatever they accrete. So I'm gonna be showing pictures of that. Can you go back one? So if you ever want to look this up, I got this up, straight from the internet. So just look up nautiluslive.org and just look up Exploration Matingan, right? And that's the exploration number. And you know, Matingan is like beyond the reef, right? It's a Chamorro name, and it's supposed to be like deep, far, blue ocean. So this is Orpheus. It's about 6 feet long, about this wide. And this is the automated underwater vehicle. This is the one they program, and it just does, you know, 6 hours of doing this on the seafloor. Camera's pointing down, and it just takes images like this. Right, and for the most part, you know, this is what they're seeing, right? There might be like a sea cucumber or a fish swimming here or there, or maybe a spam can, I don't know. I don't want to startle anybody, you know. I don't think there was any spam cans down there. But then sometimes they might see this, right? So this is from that area, right? And these are of interest, right? These are things that they're, you know, kind of get interested in. And, you know, this was a separate company, so I didn't have access to all of the videos. So these are the only two pictures that I'm showing from, can you go back one? From the abyssal plain. And abyssal plain is like all the deep bottom, right? It's about 5,000 meters or like 15,000 feet deep. Right? So that's all the dark blue that you saw on the previous map. And so that's what it looks like down there. Just a lot of fine sediment. And then you might see some animals. I think this is a worm, and it just throws out its tentacles to kind of sweep whatever's close by. Looks like. Got one more? And so this again is that void seamount, right? This is the little area that was explored. And so they send down a ROV. It's the size of like a Jeep Wrangler, I would say. It's that big. Takes about, they went down to 2,000 meters, so like 6,000 feet, right? It takes about maybe an hour and a half for that thing to make it all the way to the bottom. So you're looking at blue screen for like hour, 2 hours. It's like, oh, you know, it's not the most exciting thing unless like a whale swims by or something. So, you know, the ROV is tethered to the ship, so there's not a lot of movement. This just shows the track of what the Hercules is the name of the ROV. So I kind of did this underwater, and altogether, maybe close to a mile. It was on the bottom for like 7 hours, just like, you know, moseying along and looking here. Hey, let's go there. Oh, what's that? You know, that's kind of like how, I mean, there are waypoints, so they kind of go follow where they want to go. But when they're going to those waypoints, they're kind of looking around whatever interests them. And then, so the rest is just going to be pictures of what that little specific area at Void Seamount looks like. And again, this is within the RFI area, so these are resources that could be at risk, right? So these are resources that are directly in the RFI area. You see boulders, some loose sediment, sand. You can just, next. And this is the ROV arm collecting a rock. Again, the bottom, right, you have some consolidated hard bottom, some patches of sediment, and a little shrimp. Again, you know, some patches. You know, this is what it looks like at 6,000 feet underwater at that seamount. You have a sponge here and a fish here. I can guess what that fish is, but I know Dr. Drazen knows exactly what that fish is. Big boulders, smaller rocks, I'm gonna call them. This is 10 centimeters apart, so like the width of your palm. So these things are like maybe the size of golf balls. And there's areas where there's just a bunch of them. And this is at that void seamount. Again, you know, there's a stocked sponge out here. Some, you know, valley of rocks, bigger rocks. Right, so again, I'm just taking you through, trying to show as many pictures as I can. You have a swimming, anybody guess what this is? It's swimming something. You see it all the time here at the beach, on the reef. If you grew up here, you probably picked it up and threw it at your brother. Yeah. So this is balati or sea cucumber. And it kind of swims like that. That's it. And here's some interesting stocked sponges, organisms, some smiling looking thing, some hard corals, some other invertebrates. So there is life down there, you know, like they're kind of here and there. We have another fish here, and I don't know, there's a line here, some rubble and then some clear sand or sediment. And this is the ROV kind of doing its thing, right? So you're seeing what the ROV is doing. Just showing some of the crustal material and things that grow on it. You know, mixed, I think there's a little starfish on some hard structure there. And then we have this sample rock. I have it in my bag. So if anybody wants to see it, yeah, I was like, I have that rock. And this is it on the ship. And I was able to cut it in half, right? So we have saws on the boat to cut these rocks in half. And this, I don't know, is that looking? I wish the background was in black on black. You know?
Yeah.
So we collect these things on the ship, right? And we hopefully bring it back so that we can use it to teach and to tell a story, right? So this is somebody learning about this rock and where sort of it was collected. This is my coworker. I didn't have anybody. I didn't have any visitors at the time, so I used him to fill in. And I have some more pictures of the bottom and some of the organisms that are found there. Sometimes there's nothing. Sometimes there's something. Little starfish on a stocked organism here, kind of holding on, trying to filter. I don't know what this was, but there's that holothuria or the sea cucumber. Here's the same background we saw with the shrimp there and the glass sponge. Some brittle stars on a coral. Here again, that crust material, and then this sea cucumber. Thanks, Jim. Right, and you can see like the crust again, and things growing underneath, and growing on top, and growing on the things that are growing. And then, you know, like that's the bottom, right? And then, you know, when the ROV is going up and down, you have a lot of blue water. And so these are some of the organisms that we saw or that were captured on video as it was going up or down. And this was about 1,000 meters, so it's still pretty deep, right? 3,000 feet. You got that one image of a jelly. Anyone know what fish this is? You Dr. Drazen, don't answer. But when the ROV gets up to the top, you know, it takes a while for them to kind of set up the crate and fish it out of the water to put it back on the ship. And so this is like right at the surface. So we saw what the bottom looks like, right, 6,000 feet deep. So if you go up all the way to the surface, these are the things that are swimming around, right? And that's, any guesses, fish? Any fish guys? This is looks like a squid or a cuttlefish, but the one before is amberjack. So it's like, yeah. You can tell by the mascara stripe on its head. And that's it. That's not my picture. And I don't know where I'm going to set up later on, but if anyone wants to come take a look at the rock that I have, you know, come check it out.